This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Today marks kind of a quiet digital media milestone. A show created for the video website Hulu is making the jump in reverse, you might say, to an actual cable network. The movie review show Spoilers debuts on Canada's Space Channel. Spoilers was created by filmmaker Kevin Smith. He wrote and directed Clerks, Small Rats, Dogma, most recently Red State. He also co-hosts a bunch of the country's most popular podcasts. He feeds 2 million followers on Twitter and travels the country doing live shows. Kevin Smith, welcome to Marketplace.
Thanks for having me. That's a heck of an intro. Always makes me feel like I've accomplished something, even though I don't feel accomplished. Like, I feel very lazy all the time. Uh-huh. So when you hear an intro like that, you're just like, wow, that's... who's doing all that stuff?
Well, that gets to something I wanted to ask you. And I'm sort of amazed as a guy who does a job, you know, for 8 hours a day in the bright and early hours of the morning. People in new media like you who really found success, they do so many different things. I mean, you are podcasting, what, 3, 4, 5 times a week. You've just got a zillion things going on.
Right.
I'm curious how kind of mentally and physically, how do you gear up to make that happen?
Basically, you got to love the sound of your own voice quite a bit. I mean, that's because it's not just doing any job. If I was spinning a bunch of plates doing a bunch of jobs, like I'm at a desk here and I'm laying brick here and here it's my job to wake up at 5 in the morning, then no, I wouldn't be doing all those jobs. Mm-hmm. But the jobs break down to very simple exercises and stuff that I would do regardless. And so the idea is then to figure out, can I make a living off of that? So I talk as much as possible and see where it goes.
Well, to me, and maybe to a lot of people, it looks like you are just having fun and you manage to get decent pay to do it.
Yes, that's the idea.
It's really that good?
I think it's that simple. And well, I mean, we work in a business, or I work in a business particularly, where, you know, it's about avarice and greed and getting more. And the scale always goes up. And even though your movies don't get better, you still get paid more to make them. So in that world, I guess it's tough for people to get their head around, wait, man, so you do a podcast for free. I keep telling people that. People are like, well, what do you make for it? I was like, you don't. You do it because you love it and you throw it out there. If you want to be kind of business-minded about it, or if you want to monetize it, you go like, all right, everyone who listens to that free podcast, next time I show up in their neck of the woods, they'll probably pay to see me at a live show.
So you're here today ostensibly to talk about this show, Spoilers.
Yeah.
Movie review show. You get a bunch of people together. You go watch a movie, and then you film them talking with you about it, special guests, stuff like that. What are the elements of that project that fit the successful formula for digital success?
We all love movies, right? So we're talking to the movie-loving audience particularly. So right away, they're kind of, oh, I'm interested in this sort of thing. It's also a premise that involves the audience, whether or not you're there. It's not watching two windbags pontificate on a movie they saw. It's watching one windbag and 40 other normal people pontificate on a movie they just saw. Same kind of thing you do in a chat room online, whether about movies or something else. Same thing you do with your friends when you leave the movie theater on the way out to your car in the parking lot. You don't sit there and go like, what an egregious offense this is a cinema. No, you sit there and go like, I love this one scene. This one scene was terrible. This was dorky. This was amazing. And you do it like that. It's kind of what we do on the show. And I think since we're holding up a mirror to movie love and culture, I think it's easy for them to watch because like, oh my, I would totally, I talk like this now. And so it helps us keep our audience full, the live audience, because, you know, there's nothing about it that's work-like. It's like, come out, we'll show you a free movie, and then we're all going to sit around and talk about it.
Well, you embed that community sense in the show itself, I guess.
Absolutely.
That's what people want when they go online.
Totally. It's like taking the experience of what we would have done on Twitter or Facebook or on a movie website without, you know, cameras in front of us, talking about a new movie I just saw with a bunch of strangers. It's like, well, let's just put a camera on it and see what happens.
When I think about people who have real command of the digital space, you know, the biggest podcasts in the country, for example, like you, Adam Carolla, I wonder, could they have done it if they weren't famous to begin with in the mainstream world?
What a great question. We'll never know, thank God. I've never had to – I'll never know because I started with Clerks. So I've always got that in my back pocket. But this is what I do know. I destroyed my career a couple years ago on the stage at Sundance on purpose. There's a reason I stood up on the stage and said, I'm done with this. You know, so long and thanks for all the fish. And there were people who were mad at me for a few months because I wanted to see if I could do it again. So for me, I can't ever say like it all would have been possible without that. But I did as much as I could to burn everything down and salt the earth just so that I can stand in the next iteration of my career and be like, I did it without you.
That's just for your own sense of internal integrity? I mean, it's
that's it. I mean, that's what fuels everybody, isn't it? Some sense of internal integrity.
Well,
for
that,
some people,
that and a paycheck rolling into
food. But for some people, that paycheck, internal integrity has a lot to do with it. I could make a lot more money in this business if I didn't have internal integrity, man. But I got a barometer inside that says to me, like, how much money do you need? How much can you live off of? And what's better, being more well paid or being happier? And in a pursuit to be happier, I found out I'm getting more well paid anyway. Now, I say this as a self-made man. I'm not one of those cats goes around the hat in hand and builds fortunes on other people's money. Everything I've done, I've kind of done on my own.
But it did work out for you.
Absolutely. But my point is it could work out for anybody because I'm an idiot. If I can do it, if I can like build one career, throw it away, and then start a whole nother career, anybody can do this. That's all I've been saying for the last 20 years.
Kevin Smith, podcaster, filmmaker, and host of Spoilers, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.